Sitrep, ISR, second French Unifil soldier dies, IDF strikes Hezbollah vehicles in South Lebanon. Issued 2120 UTC, Wednesday the 22nd of April 2026. Bottom line, since the prior Sitrep, a second French Unifil soldier, coupler Anicet Girardin, has died of wounds sustained in last week's Hezbollah attack on UN peacekeepers, raising the diplomatic stakes with France and NATO. Simultaneously, the IDF confirmed striking Hezbollah vehicles that crossed the forward defence line near Tayri, killing two fighters, while Al-Manar reported a Hezbollah missile fired at IDF forces in Marun al-Ras, unconfirmed by independent sources. Since the previous Sitrep, the Lebanon front has seen a confirmed escalation in UNIFIL casualties, with the death of a second French peacekeeper from last week's Hezbollah attack, adding diplomatic pressure on Paris and NATO. The IDF confirmed a kinetic engagement in the Tayri area of southern Lebanon, striking Hezbollah vehicles that crossed the forward defense line and the structure from which they originated. Separately, Al-Manar claimed Hezbollah fired a missile at IDF forces in Marun al-Ras, a claim sourced to Israeli Channel 15 but not independently corroborated. Two journalists caught in the Tayri strike remain casualties of the ongoing security zone operations, Lebanon Northern Front. Second French UNIFIL soldier dies, IDF strikes Hezbollah vehicles in Tayri, UNIFIL casualty escalation, a second French UNIFIL soldier, Koppel. Anicet Girardin has died of wounds sustained in last week's Hezbollah attack on UN peacekeepers in southern Lebanon. This raises the confirmed UNIFIL death toll from that attack to two French soldiers and carries direct escalation potential for French and NATO diplomatic responses. IDF kinetic action Tayri. The IDF confirmed that earlier on Wednesday, troops identified two vehicles in southern Lebanon departing from a structure used by Hezbollah. The vehicles crossed the forward defense line and approached IDF forces in a manner assessed as an imminent threat. The Israeli Air Force struck one vehicle, the IDF, subsequently struck the Hezbollah military structure from which the vehicles had departed, killing two Hezbollah fighters. Journalist casualties in Tayri strike, two journalists, Zainab Faraj and Amal Khalil, were present in the Tayri area during the strike. Faraj underwent head surgery at Tevnane Governmental Hospital and is in stable condition. Khalil's location has been identified under rubble of a destroyed three-story building. Lebanese civil defense excavation teams are working to reach her. The IDF stated it is investigating the incident, noting the strike targeted vehicles it assessed as a threat. Quds News Network, propaganda, claimed Khalil had survived an initial strike and sheltered in a nearby home that was subsequently struck. This account is unconfirmed by independent sources. Marun al-Ras missile claim. Al-Manar asserted that Hezbollah fired a missile at IDF forces in Marun al-Ras, citing Israeli Channel 15. Bint Jabal News, caution, relayed the same Channel 15 report. This claim has not been confirmed by the IDF or any trusted/mainstream source and should be treated as unconfirmed. End of Sitrep. Full coverage at sitrepisr.com.